On the Heart of the Murray this morning, 3SH, we are joined, as we are every week, by the Balranald Shire Council's General Manager, Michael Kitzman. A very good morning to you, Michael.
Good morning, Chris, and welcome back. We missed you last week.
Well, thank you very much indeed. Just a nice week off in Adelaide. And so we're back now to talk about everything that's going on in the Balranald Shire Council. And of course, obviously, and as is the case across New South Wales as well, people are really struggling with the drought. What can you tell us about how the drought is impacting the Balranald community?
I've got to say, Chris, it's pretty bad. As we start to head out to the northern part of the Shire, some of our property owners out there are really doing it tough. And I'm starting to get phone calls from properties where they don't have water in their tanks or in their dams for drinking. So households without enough water for their drinking and for bathing, etc. And that's pretty severe, because that's a basic essential of life. It's something that every Australian should have access to, is good quality, safe, reliable water. And here we've got people, because of a drought, who are struggling. And we're getting those phone calls, but the conversations I've had with them, their spirits are they're good. They're not giving up or anything like that, and they'll keep battling on, but they're just asking for a little bit of assistance. And council is going to work with those families and make sure we get water out to their properties so they do have water to drink. And the one thing the mayor and councillors have stated is no family in this shire will go without enough water for drinking consumption purposes. And we don't know how we're going to pay for it, but we don't care. We're looking after our community.
Yeah, absolutely, especially considering how rare this drought is and how severe this drought is as well.
It is severe, but that's a ridiculous point. Balranald, you know, we've got properties who have had less than 70 mils of rain in 3 years across large parts of the Shire, yet the government, in their wisdom, has not declared the Balranald Shire as severely drought-impacted. The paddocks are barren. There's no water for people to drink, but we're not severely impacted. So some of the rules and guidelines that we operate under are a bit crazy, and we've just got to say to our rural property owners that people of the community are behind you, and that the council is going to be there to support you. Just let us know what we can do to help, and we will do our best to help.
Yeah, it's all about making sure that you reach out and let people know that you are struggling a little bit as well. And just quickly, the live streaming as well, that we mentioned this briefly last week, the live streaming has been going really well of the council meetings.
Oh, just amazing feedback from a community, Chris. It's something, I think the community has really been looking for this. They've valued it to the extent that I'm getting 3 or 4 phone calls a day or comments a day from people about how much they appreciated the live streaming. Even some of our neighbouring councils have a little bit of envy on what we've achieved there. So this is a great outcome for the community, and we will be continuing to live stream for everyone in our community to be able to see what happens and how our decisions are made.
Fantastic. We're out of time, unfortunately, but thank you so much for joining me as per usual, Michael Kitzelman.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Chris, and you have a wonderful day.
Balranald Shire Council General Manager Michael Kitzman here on 3SH.